Right, Michael Markovitz, you've certainly heard that from William Byrd of Media Monitoring Africa. He said many things, but the key point, this kind of thing is designed to have a chilling effect on the running or SABC news. Do you concur with that?
Yes, I do, Ashok, and good afternoon to your listeners. I must just say that, when we were on the board in 2017 to 2022, there was a request or an even expectation that editorial staff or the journalists at the SABC could also be subject to the security vetting. And we got a legal opinion in 2018 which said any vetting of editorial staff would be unlawful. Now, Mr. Monari is in two positions, really, in a sense, which he obviously holds at the same time. One is he's a group executive of News and Current Affairs, so he's part of the executive of the organization. And it's quite possible, and from a report, it seems that the executives are vetted before they take the job or before the job is finalized, and apparently he did that. But most importantly, Ashraf, he's also the editor-in-chief. And it's in that context that I think, let's leave aside that he might have been vetted when he got the job, but any further vetting and mid-term vetting seems to be a bit odd, because if you vetted before, why are you suddenly being vetted again in the midterm? So it seems a bit odd. I'm just going on the reports of what I've read in City Press and what William Byrd has said, but it seems to be really irregular. And I also think, vetting, in my view, should be of people that are in charge of critical security-related roles in sort of critical infrastructure like the SABC. I don't know if you remember, there used to be an act called the National Key Points Act. SABC is a national key point that was repealed, and now there's something called the Critical Infrastructure Act, which is an update of that. And if you look at that act, the real security vetting is required for the head of security of these types of organizations, or the security provider, the security personnel that you see every day at the SABC. That company would be vetted, because clearly they have a role to do with the security of the critical infrastructure like the SABC. I don't think normal employees, and certainly not journalists and editorial staff, should be subjected to this kind of very intense security vetting. And sorry, Ashok, do you need to make the point in case listeners think that I'm suggesting that employees should not be vetted at all before they take a job at the SABC? Everyone in every job has their qualifications checked, has their credit record checked, and has, if they've got any criminal record. I mean, that's 101 hiring for any job. But what we're talking about here is a much more intense, granular vetting process, which asks questions about your health, your past life, your relatives, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really invasive, and certainly it's completely out of kilter in terms of the way I understand the principle of what journalists have to do, and how this type of invasiveness could affect their ability to do their job.
Right. So if you think it's out of character and you disagree with it, and it does come from state security, I mean, two things there. The fact that it comes from state security, how significant is that? And then what do you think, and I know you're guessing on this one, what would their motive be?
Well, I'm just going, as I said, on reading what was apparently a leaked recording of a meeting of SABC journalists when Mr. Monari told them what had happened. So that's what I'm going on. But assuming that is correct, it seems like it sounded quite an arbitrary thing at first, but obviously it cannot be arbitrary when you're dealing with the head of the SABC News. And therefore, I think it does need to be investigated. Mr. Monari said he did make a complaint to the Inspector General, and I think that's the right way to go, because obviously it needs to be explained. There are many, many questions that need to be asked, but certainly the first question I would ask is, why in the middle of his term, of his appointment, 2 years into the appointment, but 1 month before election, out of the blue, he suddenly is required to do another vetting and a polygraph test. So those are the questions that have to be asked.
Now, I mean, and I know a lot has happened in the SABC in the last decade or so. I mean, I haven't been here for 5 years, but the period before you got on board, I mean, we had Claudia Motsoeneng leading the SABC. There were so many issues, so many accusations, counter-accusations, and central to all of that, right, is not the music and the other things, is who controls the news, right? What then are your thoughts around just that, the ability for the SABC, in this case here, to deliver independent, thought-provoking news throughout the year, particularly in an election year, so that we are a trustworthy institution that the audience can hang on to?
Well, you know, the thing is, Ashraf, you know, we passed editorial policies in 2020 after a long public consultation process. And I think we should be proud of those editorial policies because it really entrenches the editorial independence of the SABC and all of those different types of issues that could come into play, the political interference. All of that is dealt with and obviously outlawed as a practice within the newsroom. I've got great confidence that the current SABC News and has been over the past, and remember we also had a 2019 election, 2021 election at SABC through monitoring by civil society, came through a review of their coverage of both of those elections, Ashraf, as very balanced and very fair. Mm. I have no reason to doubt that the SABC News won't do exactly the same now. And of course, there's always mechanisms. People got an issue with SABC News. Like any broadcast or any news, there are self-regulatory bodies like the Broadcast and Complaints Commission or the Press Council. So it's not like there's an unaccountable news source. Absolutely not. SABC is there. It's open. And ultimately, I've got faith in them to do the job. Mm. We have moved on, hopefully, from those terrible times where there was brazen interference and political interference in editorial independence. And I think that the editorial policies and hopefully, the governance has certainly improved at the SABC, I would say. I've got a lot of belief that the SABC News will cover this election fairly. And really, I think a lot of these questions that we're asking now need to be answered by other people who are involved.
Understand. We've had two angles. It's a story we need to run with, and we will certainly cover it even further. No question about that. But here's the last thing. You made the point that in terms of the board investigating this issue, you know, the principle of the issue a few years ago in your time there, right? That legally you found it was illegal. It could not be enforced, right? Therefore, I know you're out of the board now. I mean, would you, if you were asked to advise the board even now, what would you advise them?
I wouldn't want to be so arrogant as to say I would advise them, but I would just refer to the fact that there was an opinion in June or July 2018 on the vetting of editorial staff, and that opinion deals with why it would be unlawful to do so and would not survive legal challenge. While the laws may have changed, I think that principle of editorial staff not being vetted in this very invasive way should remain. As I said, Mr. Minari is in a position where he's both an executive and editor-in-chief, but the fact that he's editor-in-chief is the most important part to consider here, and that's the most concerning part in relation to the calls that he got when he was summoned to meet the editor.
Absolutely. And linked to that is, again, there are perceptions across the board from many people saying they're completely within their rights. What's wrong with that? But for many of us on air here, I think the issue of editorial integrity, particularly the SABC of the last 5 years and beyond, I think is critically important. And now that we are entering, well, we're very much into election season. Michael Markovitz, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated. Now,